Hello and welcome to our September Exceptional Speaker Bonus Call powered by Exceptional Connections. I'm so glad you're on the call with us today. I'm Cindy O'Neill-Dady, the founder and chief connector at Exceptional Connections, where we offer monthly Exceptional Connections networking luncheons, as well as quarterly educational series for networking mastery skill shops. Our Exceptional Speaker Bonus Calls highlight our monthly spotlight speakers who graciously agree to share their brilliance with our ECN community and beyond. This month, I am super jazzed to be highlighting the amazing Marcel Allen from Dreamosity. Marcel was the 20-minute spotlight speaker at our September 10th ECN luncheon, and it's a treat to have her join us. So we're excited to have Marcel share her fun and inspiring talk, Financial Joy, Sales Success Through Social Media. To set the expectation on this call, Marcel has generously agreed to share with us for the next 25 to 30 minutes, and we'll then open up the call for Q&A. So be sure to write down your questions and save them until after Marcel's talk. We'll plan to finish up by 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, so be sure to stay on the line until the very end, and we'll be sharing with our listeners ways to connect with Marcel, as well as exciting opportunities being offered to our ECN community. Marcel Allen supports small business owners in understanding the patterns of their sales systems, marketing efforts, and financial results with a circular diagram. She wants you to get curious and confident about your financial situation while leveraging social media to grow your business. Marcel is a numbers nerd. Oh, I love numbers nerds. That's not me, but I love them. And her nickname is Hallmark. She helps clients with marketing, advertising, and is the creative force behind her consulting agency, Dreamosity. Over the years, her message has been shared in the New York Times, King 5, and recently 3 times on a local radio station called The Money Hour with Tina Mitchell and Keelan Harvey. Her new book is called Financial Joy, Know the Data Behind Your Dreams. It is my pleasure to turn this call over to the always fun, inspiring, and entertaining Marcel Allen. Take it away, Marcel.
Hey, thanks so much, Cindy. It's great to be here and welcome everyone who's listening for the first time or maybe a second time to learn about financial joy and how to really know the data behind their dreams. And I'll share a quick story. So before I wrote the book Financial Joy, I was actually going through a financial hardship. And I had a really painful beginning to this story. So we'll kind of start sad and then we'll get back to positive. But my husband had passed away about 5 years ago now. And when I married him, I didn't realize how much of a family situation there was there. And a lot of people have probably been frustrated with their in-laws or just financial concerns. But throughout that kind of season of my life, I learned about a lot of things that weren't so positive. I learned that financial abuse was real. I learned that elder abuse was real. There's legal abuse. There's institutional abuse. There's a lot of things that are really not commonly talked about in my world. And I wanted to throw my 10 cents out there in terms of I wanted to contribute to the conversation so I could help my peers and my community not get stuck or frustrated with financial abuse. And so I'm very optimistic in nature. And my sister's flower farm actually brought a ton of peace and joy in my grieving journey as I was working through all the feelings and emotions. And I was working with a client at the time to develop a course on financial intelligence. And we actually got roadblocked because it was too complicated. It was too big. It was such a huge piece of content to tackle that we actually ended up pausing that project. But I took what we had learned and we had discovered, and I wanted to bring it into this book. So in the book, I introduced a diagram called the financial scale. And if you could picture on the far left, some red elements like financial frustration, financial foolishness, financially burdensome, financial chaos, financially unsure or unstable. And if you've ever been frustrated by your finances, this is a great call for you because I want to shed some joy and light on how you can get more financially literate, more curious, and more capable so you can win better with your social media activities, which in my opinion really can help you bring sales success. When you leverage your social network right and you connect and you engage and you're authentic and you nurture your network, beautiful things can happen where somebody who was maybe once distracted and overwhelmed can become really focused and generous with their online networking. And it's really cool to see that happen. So I often use this scale in my consulting and our teaching just to help people realize, okay, where are you now? And where do you want to go? And sometimes people want to be more generous, or they want to be more capable, or they want to be more intelligent. And they don't want to be a burden to their spouse or to their family, and they don't want to be in chaos, right? So there are different steps that we can move along this scale. So I encourage you to get clear. Where do you want to be energetically with your finances? For me right now, I'm enjoying a phase of a financial focus where I'm really, really focused on hitting my sales goals and my quotas and just having fun winning, right? And also celebrating the losses, because we all, you know, in business, there's rejection occasionally, and there's missed opportunities. And I want to make that fun for folks, to honor those missed appointments or those close calls. So I introduced in the book two models, and the one I'm going to really talk about today is the cash creator. But my sales coach, he would always say, I'd listen to his calls every Thursday at 4 p.m., and he would say, we all have a track to run on. We all have a track to run on. You need to know your sales math. And I was like, what do you mean track to run on? I'm this visual creature. So over time, I created this visual metaphor of my track to run on, which really illustrates the, you know, 28 or 30 days in a month of activities in a visual format. I was wondering, I was like, why is it that we keep two of our most valuable assets, time and money, in different mediums, right? A calendar or a spreadsheet. And I wanted to bring the two together and make it fun, you know, really create a financial ritual around looking at my numbers and my wins and my losses. And so that was kind of the birth of Financial Joy, was how do I bring joy to what was such a painful conversation for me years before? And in my social media business, a lot of my clients, they don't know, you know, how to read their P&L or how to know how to close a sale or even how to prospect sometimes. And so I use a lot of the metaphors that Cindy, you actually used in your presentation on Lessons Gleaned from My Garden, where we need a plan, we need a prep, we need a plant, which is the conversations, right? We need a prune. Occasionally we need to cut certain things out of our network. We need to pick and actually ask for the order and actually get that fruit. And then prosper is about giving and sharing what we've, you know, been able to create. And so I love, Cindy, just your presentation on those lessons gleaned from your garden. Because Financial Joy to me is very much a flower and harvesting. It's a visual metaphor for sales, right? Dollar signs and, you know, wads of cash just didn't motivate me. But to understand the pattern in my social media activities, with my sales activities, was really a cool thing to really help others conceptualize, you know, how do you take a conversation to a sales appointment, you know, to sending out a proposal or an estimate to actually getting a transaction. So I use a really cool metaphor in the book about that. But one of the things I want to share is it's really not about greed, it's about speed. And so when I introduce this metaphor to you about these three sales speeds, I want you to know it's more about speed than greed. But sales is really a choose-your-own-adventure game where you get to choose. Do you want to be the snail, slow and steady, maybe often underproducing? And sometimes we need to be the snail. We need to slow down because we're taking care of family. Or there's just a season in our life where it's all about vacation and we can slow things down. Sometimes we're the ostrich and we're bold and we're dynamic and we're entertaining. But maybe if we get scared, we kind of poke our head in the sand, or we're not quite sure how to write a financial forecast, or we're not quite sure where to look on our P&L statement, or, you know, taxes, right? So there are times in our career where we just naturally ostrich and we stop paying attention. And I want to encourage folks to pay attention and to have fun when those moments of fear happen. And then our third sales speed is a lot faster. It's more fun. It's very intentional. And I use a seagull because metaphorically, they're not afraid to know their track to run, right? They're confidently soaring in the marketplace, not afraid to say mine, you know, not the Pixar for that great show Finding Nemo, But the Siegel idea is, don't be afraid to ask people to buy from you. So often people network, and they share, and they give, and they forget to actually conduct business. And so the Siegel is someone who, they've got their sales quota down, they know their sales goals, they're confident, they are soaring, and they are capitalizing. And there's nothing wrong with capitalizing. It's what Cindy calls the pick and the prosper part of exceptional networking. If we don't actually pick that fruit, it just kind of gets sour or moldy, or it just kind of goes back into the earth. And sometimes we can't pick everything, but it's important. If you've got a lead, you've got a customer who wants your business, don't be afraid to invite them into a sales relationship with you. Sales is really just a collaboration, or an invitation to collaborate. So it's great. So I talk about those, and it's okay to pause sometimes. Maybe you've been a Siegel for a couple months and you just need to slow it down. That's okay. Plan for those pauses. So four pieces of the sales flow that every one of us should have identified and be crystal clear on. I use planting or a flower metaphor, but the conversations, right? So I illustrate that as a berry. Just a sweet little pink berry. A sales appointment, I illustrate that with a green leaf. And that is something where you actually present someone with a opportunity to buy. You go through a sales presentation. You present your solution. And that could be a two-minute conversation, or that could be a 60-minute, webinar or speech. But you need to know what your sales appointments are. And then the estimates or proposals, I illustrate that with a branch or something, because it's a little bit longer. You're going deeper with someone. And then the payments are represented by petals or a blossom of some sorts. So for me, I call this doodling the data. It's part of my financial ritual where when I'm tracking my numbers and I'm paying attention to my marketing stuff, I make it fun, right? If I just say, oh, I had 10 conversations, that's not as fun for me as it is to doodle and to visualize it. The cash creator actually shows you the gaps in your production. And that's something where a spreadsheet doesn't say, oh, you haven't done your work for the week. What's wrong with you? Right? It doesn't talk back to you. It doesn't show you those gaps in time. And so this cash creator, it really shows you spatially where maybe you've slowed down or maybe you've sped up. And it's just really cool to start seeing, wow, I went to a networking event. I got 15 business cards. I booked 2 appointments, and from there, one person's going to say yes. And so it's hard because I'm on the phone call with you, and you're not able to see this, but I would love for you to pick up a copy of Financial Joy so you can see what I'm talking about and create your own patterns. Because some of us, we need to have, it's just different, right? So I have an illustration of the employee pay cycle, and on the 1st and the 15th, in general, they get a paycheck, right? It might be $2,000, it might be $5,000, whatever they get paid, they get 2 paychecks during the month. When we're business people, our activities change and our sales and, our cash flow changes. So I want people to be really, really aware of that change and to know what activities they need to do so they can earn those paychecks. Another example I have is, if you're in network marketing or if you host parties, you might have 4 big parties a month where you have, 10, 20, 30 conversations each week to build to a big event where you actually sell and promote and make cool offers and have a really fun sales experience for people. Or from there, you might get petals. And so that might
Marcel, I don't know if you can hear me, but we've lost you.
I'm back. I'm here.
Okay, good.
I got a thing from the phone place just saying, please enter your key code. I'm like, I'm already on.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Anyways, did you hear the metaphor about the 4 parties in the month?
Review that again.
Yeah, so we talked about the employee pay cycle where there's 2 big blossoms, but then in a network marketing example, it might have 4 parties a month, 4 big blossoms, dotted with dozens of conversations in between to invite, promote, share, all that stuff. So I just want people to get really confident to know how much activity do they need to do during the week so they know how they can make their sales goal. And then I shared about, you know, do you know the apps on your phone that pay you? You should have them front and center, whether you use Venmo or PayPal or Google Pay or QuickBooks, or even Facebook Messenger now has a send money option. But I want people to be confident with their technology to know how they actually, when they go for the ask, they know how to take that transaction right there. So that's something, if you're not quite sure that final piece, get crystal clear on, you know, how does your Square Reader work, or how, what's your PayPal.me link, right, to make it easy to make that transaction. So I want you to know, and on your phone, even organize them into one, you know, kind of one set where you have them right on your home page. And I want you to focus on those apps every day, right? I want you to turn off some of your distraction apps, or if you play different games, think about just deleting them for a month and focusing, right? Going from financially unsure or literate or capable to focused. What are you focused on? What is your sales goal? How many times do you want to open that PayPal app each day? Do you want 4 transactions a day? Do you want 14? Do you want 1? Do you want 8? Setting a daily impact goal, and I talk about this in Financial Joy, the book, is what is your daily impact goal? You know, today I've got maybe a dozen or so of you on the line here, maybe 5, I'm not exactly sure, but my goal today was to impact 20 people. And I'm teaching the class tonight where I'll impact another 5, right? So have a goal. Is it to impact 20? Maybe it's 100, right? If you're running Facebook ads, you could be reaching 100 people a day. Your videos online might give you, you know, 20 views, 100 views, 60 views a day, whatever that is. And all of a sudden over the year, you're like, wow, I've impacted 10,000 people. I really encourage people to pay attention and set those goals around your digital activities so you know, you know, is your goal, what is your daily impact goal? What's your annual goal? And that will actually help you sell, because if you want to help 1 million people, well, you can't just sell to 6 people, can you? You need to have a plan to get to that 1 million people or those 100,000 people. And then I just shared, because I don't have a visual on the call, I shared a couple of examples of how this visual metaphor works during the day, and how the first day of the month I have, you know, I might just have 2 conversations, and on the second day I have 3 conversations and 1 sales appointment, and on the third day I send out an estimate and have 2 conversations, and then on the fifth day I go networking and bam, I talk to 7 people, right? So 7 conversations, and I actually make a sale while I'm out, I sell a book, right? So to visualize the different things is really, to me, it's fun. If you're creative and visual as an artist, because at the core, that's what I am. I'm not a numbers nerd. Naturally, I've made it fun to pay attention to the numbers. And I want to encourage other creatives to get really curious so they can be confident about their sales systems. And day 8 to 14 might look a little different. I might have 2 more workshops I teach where I take a lot of payments one day, and then maybe I take 2 days off. And I call them introvert days, where I just need to be a snail. I don't want to talk to anybody, right? I need to get off Facebook and just mellow out, and that's okay. And then maybe there's another day where you have a sales appointment, you check in on Facebook, you share some photos. For me, I get the honor of discussing dreams with people as a sales appointment. I get to find out what's their big vision, what do they want to do, right? So for me, that's an easy conversation to have. I would encourage you, how do you create your sales presentation as easy and as fun for possible for you and them, because then it doesn't feel like sales. It just feels like, you know, a cool friendship is blossoming. And then again, I go through in the next 15 to 21 days examples of, you know, hashtags I might use or photos I might post. You know, ladies and gentlemen, social imagery is one of the most powerful tools. If you're on a budget, post a photo a day, keeps your business in play, right? Check in at the cool places you go to. Let people know that you're in the game and that you're meeting with really remarkable people, or you're doing cool parties, or you're doing training events. Whatever it is that makes you remarkable, showcase that. You know, do Facebook stories and add elements to your story so people can see more of who you are. And really, you know, I call it creative storytelling, but a photo alone isn't a story. It's a photo. But with stories, you know, you mix together 6, 7, 8 stories of your day, and people start to get an idea of who you are and what you're all about. I mean, with Cindy, I know you're listening, with that snackable garden you have, you know, you could share easily 2 or 3 photos a day when you're out in your garden, because that's a part of who you are. You believe in eating good food and having a snackable garden, right? So that's a part of your brand, and it's wonderful that you do that. So let people know the wonderful parts of you. I will encourage you, anyone listening, to keep your drama for your mama, right? Trauma hits, super sad things going on. That's not really the place on Facebook. Maybe a small group, but one of my early Facebook mentors, she says, save your drama for your mama. You know, so if your mama's not here, call me, call another exceptional connections person, but not all of our content should be online, right? Facebook is not a personal journal for us if you're using it for business. But anyway, I just, you know, with the financial model, this cash creator, I want you to start to visualize how many conversations do you need to have to make a sale. And even the bids that you put out and people don't say no, or you're not quite sure if they're going to say yes, it's still a beautiful thing. You are planting and you're working at your harvest, and that's important to honor your efforts you're doing. Let's see. So I had one cool slideshow on here where it says illustrating speed in activity, where I had the snail, and the snail had this circle around, this big circle around it, the cash creator, and there was three berries and one leaf. What does that tell you? Pretty slow, right? This person's underproducing. The ostrich icon or picture has the cash creator around it, but they don't know. They have no idea how many phone calls they're making, how many check-ins they're doing on Facebook, how many videos they're doing a week. So if you have no data right now, I would encourage you, find two or three things to track, right? Sales appointments, payments, those are two really good ones. Even sometimes I'll tell clients, go leave 25 comments on social media. If you're feeling kind of introverted and you don't want to go networking, just network online. Leave a bunch of thoughtful comments out there. And then the third illustration was the seagull, and it looks like a Christmas wreath. It just looks bright and lush and juicy and delicious, and these berries and leaves, and it's just very full. And then activity, and that's where a good social media campaign, you're going to have a lot of activity. You're going to have Facebook events that you're planning. You're going to have videos. You're going to have a lot of conversations, and then the dollars will come if you've got enough activity and your energy is right. So we talked a little bit last week on sales is a numbers game, yes, but it's also an energy game. And so, excuse me, in the book I go into this more, but the cash flow circle, which is the other model I introduced with the green circle, it has money on the outside for winnings or like earnings, and then money on the inside for when you spend. And I really want people to understand the flow of money in, money out. Money, it comes, it goes, it comes, it goes. You make it, you spend it, you reinvest, you know, get a big win, right? So there is this flow to money and a flow to our social media activities. And once you realize, keep networking, keep adding value, keep having a daily goal for yourself, you're going to start to win in really cool ways. One of the things I love about the internet allows us to speed up with technology. So if you're doing great now, you could be doing even better with Facebook or with video or with Facebook ads. And time is really an illusion when it comes to money, because the old myth was it took a year, you know, to make 40 or 50 grand. And now some internet marketers are doing that in a month. Actually, a client who I helped her make her first $40,000 a month. And it was a really cool campaign. It was, you know, big Pinterest contest on social media. And if your goals and dreams are big enough and you want to help that many people, you know, the dollars, money follows value. And so I want to encourage you to work out those myths you might have about how money takes a long time and it's hard to make money. Well, money can come really easily, actually. And so it's an energy game, and I want you to get curious about your own energy and how when you show up online, how it can really contribute to, you know, to how things are working for you. So with that, let's get ready for some questions here. I would love to invite folks to buy a book online. I'll mail it to you for $25, or you can get a $10 download. And anybody who picks up a book today, if you don't already have one, I'm offering a 30-minute phone conversation, just one-to-one consult to get us started. If you'd like some help in really getting to financial joy and getting excited about sales again, I would love to help anyone who's curious and or maybe just uncomfortable with their own sales skills. I want to help it be fun for you, because really it is such a fun game, especially when you start to win. How about Cindy? Do we have any questions out there?
All right. Well, thank you. First of all, I just want to thank you so much, Marcel, for
serving up so much value and amazing insights for our community, financial joy, sales success through social media. So I'll just give everybody just a moment to kind of gather their questions and their thoughts. But I love how you describe the three sales speeds. I think it's really clever how you use the snail and the ostrich and the seagull. So I guess my kind of question insight is what I heard from you this time that I didn't hear at the live event was it's not really bad to be a snail, an ostrich, or a seagull, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just you have to understand there's a cycle or a flow to that, and mm-hmm. you know, there's just different speeds that you want to be aware of to be able to match to your activities and what's going on in your life and mm-hmm. Create that flow. And I think sometimes people think, oh, things aren't moving, you know, I'm a failure, it's not working. And you know, they just have to realize it's Christmas. It's, you know, it's Christmas week and everybody's off and doing their thing, or it's a holiday. And so I really love your, you know, kind of word picture that allows us to give ourselves some grace and also to capitalize when we need to be that seagull and we need to be mm-hmm. confident and soaring and, like you say, capitalize. So anyway, that was my insight, and I appreciate any clarification from that you can
yeah,
offer.
Thanks. Yeah, no, I've grown in my theory too, because at first I was like, yeah, snails and ostriches are bad, and my original rant at LabTech when I was imitating a friend who had her head in the sand, and I was angry. I was really, really angry because she was so disrespectful in her lack of understanding. And the ostrich is a beautiful creature, right? They're strong, they're bold, they're dynamic. And my challenge with, and I've been the ostrich, right? I've very much been guilty of this personality type, but it can hurt other people. And that's the thing that I don't encourage people to ever really be the ostrich. Sometimes life's just going to give you a curveball. Someone dies, there's a bad health diagnosis, you know, there's a tornado. Like, these things happen. And that's why the financial ritual, this monthly idea of doodling the data, gets you back on track, right? Because if you go 2 years without looking at certain accounts, you're going to be in trouble, especially if there's been somebody taking money from you, or if there was something wrong, if there was fraud or just a mistake even. And so the ritual is designed to protect you and to protect your family so you are aware, right? So if you did have some ostrich moments in your month and you got distracted, you can go back and look at, you know, for me, I didn't like looking at spreadsheets, so I say doodle the data. To me, I get creative. I use highlighters and color pencils, and I make pictures, right? Everything from my credit score going up and down to how big is my savings account for my, you know, future home to what were my sales activities, because those are the things I've chosen to measure. And I want to encourage other people, what's important to you? What do you want to measure? Maybe it's your retirement. Maybe it's something else. But just to have a ritual where – and it could be alone or with a partner or a friend, but just a monthly thing where it's fun for you to pay attention, right? Whether it's with great music and maybe a glass of wine or, you know, a Snapple, something that you enjoy. Because unless you already love paying attention to this kind of boring content or, you know, data, how do you make it fun? What brings it alive for you? And that's where I really want the ostrich, just to make a fun way to pay attention. And then the snail, yeah, self-care is so powerful. You know, doodling the data for me is actually a self-care practice. It's a way for me to have financial self-care and to pay attention and to be aware of my habits and my routines and my responsibilities. And sometimes, yeah, we need to slow down because you can't seagull all the time. That's exhausting. It really is. I hope
no,
that
that's
helps
great.
A little
Thank
bit.
You for that. I appreciate that clarification. And, you know, again, you know, I heard it differently at the event, and then I'm listening to it now, and it's just the ostrich. You know, like you say, it's not bad. Neither mm-hmm. none of those sales speeds are bad. It's just being aware. I'm going to say mm-hmm. aware, awake, and alert. Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And knowing what season you're in and what's the appropriate, you know, response to that.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So yeah. Awesome. So I've opened the lines. I think anybody who's muted themselves will have to mute themselves to be able to share, because I've got a couple people that have muted themselves. But the lines are open, and we have an amazing opportunity to have Marcel be able to address any concerns or even ahas, insights that you have from her sharing. This is the chance. Anybody have any fun things they want to share that they heard that maybe were stories even, right? So I love that when you mentioned the internet allows us to speed things up, and it does, right? So it's a great opportunity with social media to be able to, and thanks for the reminder for me to post on a more regular basis about my garden. And lately I've been thinking, well, my garden's dwindling, it's not as exciting, but it's still beautiful, and there's still things out there that are fun that I'm enjoying, and we're, enjoying eating and our tomatoes and all that kind of stuff. So it's a great reminder to, to be able to share with people the journey, not just the, I don't know what I want to say, an episode or a situation, but just, the journey of the season.
Yeah, and it's one of those things like the ask and the seagull. Oftentimes people are like, well, what do I ask for? Ask for people to watch your videos. Ask for people to share your videos. Ask for people to subscribe. Ask for them to come to your events. Ask for them to share an event, right? So it's not always asking for money necessarily. You might ask them to give you feedback, or you ask for them to follow you on Pinterest or Instagram or do an interview with you, right? Maybe you get more bold and more confident with your asks, and now you're initiating events with other people, or you're doing, an interview series with other remarkable people in your space, or maybe, Cindy, you do other gardeners, right? So the point of social media is to be social with the media, right? And we are all a form of media now. And so for you to participate with others, maybe the ask is something like that.
I love that.
Hi.
Be social with your media. That's precious.
That's great. Hi, this is Bettina. I do have a couple of ahas I'd like to share, if that's okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
One, I think I told Marcel this in person yesterday, but I am speeding up my, like, when I have a potential client, like, show and express interest in me working with them, like, shortening my 7-day follow-up to like 2 to 3 days. It's not quite 1 yet. My goal is to get there. There are times that things get in my way, but I realize if I make a template of my follow-up, it'll be much easier, like more efficient for me. And I could always personalize that. But two, I've also been getting bolder in my asks with regards to social media. Like if somebody likes my page, or not likes my page, but maybe sends me an email that I don't know personally, I'll say, hey, would you like my Facebook page? And I include my link, and I say, and in turn, I'll like yours so we both can grow our networks. So, and that I learned from Marcel. So I just want to say, wow, those are some good ahas that are finally penetrating.
Yeah, that's awesome, Bettina. Good for you.
That's great. It is. It's important. And that's, we need to be reminded. It's all about, reinforcing, reminding. Sometimes we learn new things, but I'm finding the majority of the things that I hear are things that I've heard in the past. And, the reason I've heard them in the past is because they're true. They ring true. But there's only so much we can hold at once. So it's nice to have these wonderful reminders. And, even your reminder, Marcel, about working out your money myth. I think that's a brilliant one. It's so important because a lot of us have blocks, and we wonder, we're doing the activities and we wonder why we're not getting the results we want. And a lot of times it's our mindset, right? Or things that we've said to ourselves, or that, were said in our families when we were younger, and we still hold on to those myths, things that are not true. And, you know, it really is an energy game. We have to just kind of clean out that energy sometimes, reevaluate it, and, you know, kind of set down those things that we've been raised with or, heard or say to ourselves, and really kind of reevaluate it, right, Marcella, and say, is this really true?
Yeah, so I would encourage anyone who's listening, if you maybe you thought it took a year to make 50 grand or 40 grand or 80 grand or whatever that number is for you, I want you to think about this week, what would it be like if you made that in a month or in a quarter? And that's the power of leveraging your social media well, right? And leveraging new networks well and having a lot of value to bring to the marketplace, because that's very possible for each and every one of you. If you made 40 grand last year and you wanted to do that in quarter four, that's possible. I'm not saying it's easy, but it's possible. And so having these conversations around how long does it take to make money and how long should it take and what's possible. There's a man out there named Frank Kern, and he was actually the first man to ever do $1 million a day, right? Before he did it, it was impossible. None of us thought we could do it, right? And now people are like, they're having $1 million product launches all the time. And so it's this idea that, yeah, internet, like, it collapses time in this cool way. And so whatever you think is normal or hard, imagine if you could do it in 3 months instead of 12 and just, you know, get curious. I'd love to have a chat with anyone out there wondering, like, how the heck would it be possible for me? Like, let's set up a 30-minute call, and I would love to just brainstorm with you, because it doesn't work for everyone, but it's possible, right? And that's where it's really exciting once you realize what an incredible time we live in right now, the opportunity that we all have at our fingertips and on our phones and at our desktops. And if you guys aren't jumping for joy right now, like, you really need to talk to me about this, because it's such an exciting time to be alive and to be able to run a business.
Well, it's definitely a mindset, right? And so that's, I don't know. I think it's half the battle. What is your thought on that?
I think mindset's a huge piece. And that's why I do the cash creator, because, or the cash flow circle, because it's money in, money out, money in, money out. When people realize they could invest $1,000 to go make $10,000, they're like, oh, right? But if you've never been confident in turning a Facebook ad, you would never put $1,000 into it. But that could reach you 10,000 people to get maybe 100 people to say yes to your new thing. And that's where it's just, it's expanding your network of people who maybe do not have the financial mindset or the sales skill set to help you, right? I didn't do this alone. I've had dozens of coaches on my journey, right? So expand your network, expand your mindset.
Right. So, Marcel, I have another question for you. So you mentioned creating rituals, you know, and the question being, what do you want to measure? So what are some examples of some rituals if you want to, like, have a better sense of where you're at financially in your business? And, you know, give us an example of how someone would create rituals around, you know, the desire to get clear on where they're at.
Yeah, so Bettina and I actually created this ritual for Dreamosity the other day. It's called Wins and Winbacks, and it's what were our big wins for the month and where we want to have a win back. Did we lose someone? Did we overlook a follow-up opportunity, right? So at the end of the month, to sit down with me and maybe two team members and talk about what were our big wins and where could we have a win back? Where did we fall short? Who could we go, you know, save, rescue, or support in a really cool way? So that's one. In Financial Joy, in the book, I have 24 sheets in the back to do the 24 months for each model, where I actually doodle the data. And for me, I like to have a nice piece of chocolate, maybe a glass of wine, good music, and I actually doodle. I look back at my calendar, and I look at my QuickBooks, and I make pictures to represent my activities. And some months, I'm kind of a snail. Like, I still have some months, because I've got a fairly full client load right now, so I haven't been as much in seagull mode. And sometimes I'm amazed at how much I can do in a day, right? So it's just fun to be paying attention. And then one of my challenges I've been giving clients, which is kind of a ritual and or a just more of a fun game, but I've been challenging people to do a $30,000 month to ask for and to measure your ask in whatever type of picture or checkbox you want. see if you could invite that many people, and say your average ticket fills $500 or $1,000. If it's $20, you're going to have to do a lot of asking. But I've been challenging people to try to hit a $30,000 ask, because from there, you might only make $5,000, $7,000, $10,000, or $15,000, which is still phenomenal. But if you've been asking for maybe only $7,000 to $14,000 to double your asks, you're going to learn a lot about yourself, a lot about your systems, a lot about your, you know, your own mindset. You might find some great friends on that journey. And so that's kind of been a, I wouldn't call it a ritual, but a challenge I've been offering to people. And you could do that 3 times a year, do the $30,000 challenge and see, can I get a ton of no's and embrace it and then be happy about it? Like, that's part of the ritual, is embrace those no's, learn from the no's. If you had a really sloppy sales meeting, rework your scripts or your process, right? That could be part of it.
I love that you said, you know, you're basically testing your systems and structures, because it's true. You know, sometimes we say we want to make a lot of money, but we don't have the systems and structures to be able to support that, which is critical, right?
Yeah, like would any of us in the line right now be able to take in $10,000 tomorrow? If we had like 18 phone calls and all these people wanted to hire, could we process that much? I could, I think, right? But I haven't done that much in a day. I've done that, you know, in a season, but not in a day. And so
it's a good problem to have, right? But if you had to, if it happened, you deal with it, but ongoingly, you'd want to have systems and structures to keep you sane and, you know, continuing to provide the customer service and uphold your reputation.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Well, and the prosper piece of your diagram, Cindy, about what you gleaned from your garden, the prosper piece is if someone goes out and makes an extra $10,000, you know what they get to do? They get to hire 2 or 3 helpers.
Right.
And that's where I'm at this place now, where I've hired a video editor, a video assistant, a VA to support me, because I don't need to keep it all, right? I'm happy to share the wealth. And that's how good business grows, is you build your team and you start to have bigger expenses because you've got bigger revenue. You can have a team versus a me, myself, and I. And that's when the prospering part really gets exciting, I think.
Yep, so true, right. Because that's where the, you know, in terms of the harvest, you share, like you say, share the harvest to be, you know, the give and take of that. You bring in the harvest, and then it's more than you can, you know, more than you can use, more tomatoes than you can eat.
Yep,
to be able to share that in the abundance, from the abundance comes abundance. So I love that. That's great. Okay.
This is Bettina. Can I chime in for one second?
Go for it.
Just on what Marcel just said, because in my business, I find, or I see on Facebook, a lot of people who are ready for that growth space, and they're like, I need a virtual assistant, or I need somebody to help me with social media. And I see either myself will reach out or somebody else, and they're like, you know, I thought about it. I feel like I need to master this first before I could, like, bring on somebody in a team. And, like, it is such a mind shift to be able to say, I want to delegate this, and I'm going to trust that the finances and the income will come to cover those costs. And I think that's a big failing on entrepreneurs, that they don't have that mindset to say, I'm ready to expand and to grow their team. And it doesn't mean that you're hiring. You contract people. You subcontract people. And I just wanted to throw that in.
Yeah, I love what you said, Bettina. And I think you said it's a mindset. I would also, I believe it's a sales skill set. If you believe you could, like, if you could do that $30,000 challenge every month and pull in enough to pay your team, like, if you have confidence in your sales rhythm and you can focus on your sales skills and, like, serving your community, you'll be fine. And that's where, like sales is what brings cash flow in, and cash flow is what pays the team. So if you get really good with sales and leveraging the internet, you'll be fine. Like, to me, it's a simple thing, but it's overwhelming for some people, but it really is that simple.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Thanks.
Well, it feels like a leap of faith, but, you know, it's really, you have to have discernment to know the right time and faith in yourself and your team, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think both are true. So, no, good point. Thanks for chiming in, Bettina.
Did I hear Chuck there with the question? I thought I heard Chuck on the line.
I am on the line.
Hi, Chuck.
Hey, I'm just trying to absorb this, and I'm not quite grasping everything. So maybe I'm sitting here thinking that maybe I just got to buy your book, and maybe have a chance to talk to you just so I can better understand all the subtleties of what you're saying.
I would invite that next step. Yes.
Well, actually, that's a great segue here. So, Marcel, would you share with our listeners ways to keep in touch with you and possibly how to work with you?
Yeah, absolutely. So I invite everyone to search on Facebook for the Financial Joy Community. I have a free Facebook group. I've currently got, I don't know how many members, about 37 members of people who are wanting to have financial joy. They're wanting to be confident in their sales, or they're sharing their sales, you know, secrets. And there's just a community of creating visuals from our sales flow. So I would invite everybody to join that free group. And then the next step would be, yeah, buy the book, buy Financial Joy. You can get it on dreamosity.com, or you can reach out to me on Facebook. I can mail it to you for $25, or you can download it for $10 and have it immediately. So you've got two options to get it. And then if you like what you see in the book, from there we could talk about if you want support socially with social media and creating a marketing campaign that can bring you those opportunities to talk to new people, that could be the third step for us. Because I would love to support anyone on this call who wants to build a more powerful marketing plan and social media strategy.
Awesome. Okay, let me see here. I just joined Financial Joy.
Oh, good. Welcome to the group.
I just joined your Facebook page, so you can add another person on there. And what any other ways that people can – so your website is dreamosity.com, right?
Yeah, so visit dreamosity.com. One of my initial offers I encourage folks to do is my Discovery Deck session. It's a $250 90-minute educational session where I really help people understand all the moving pieces of a social media marketing campaign and or just how the internet works, right? So you can bring any question, any confusion point around marketing and sales to that meeting if you want a more in-depth kind of educational overview. So that's another thing you can do to get started. And then from there, if you wanted more support, that's when I would offer a 12-month solution. And I customize all of that. So anything ranging from $250 a month all the way up to $2,500 a month, depending on people's needs, there's quite a range of solutions I can provide.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for that.
So
I just want to ask for any parting words from you of wisdom before I just give an overview of some opportunities.
Yeah, so know the data behind your dreams, and if you don't know what that data is, talk about it with someone, whether that's me or someone at ECN. Talk about and know the data behind your dreams.
That's a great one. I'm going to write that down.
Thanks.
Great one. So we will be, thank you very much, Marcel. I appreciate you taking time to share with our Exceptional Connections community this month, as well as this bonus call that will be recorded. So you're welcome to circle back and listen to it again or share it with others. So we will be continuing to celebrate Exceptional Connections' 10th anniversary at our upcoming Woodinville Luncheon on Tuesday, October 8th. And we are very honored that Jen Mueller, founder of Talk Sporty to Me and Radio sideline commentator for the Mariners and the Seahawks, will be joining us. So her 20-minute talk will focus on networking in any space, how to make connections outside your comfort zone. And we also invite you to join us on Thursday, October 10th. So the same week, second Tuesday, second Thursday, we are launching our Vancouver, Washington chapter, led by our chapter connector, Brittany Nelson. So I'm super honored to be the inaugural spotlight speaker at this very first Vancouver, Washington Networking Luncheon. And in my talk, I will be sharing the 6 steps to exceptional connecting, becoming a person of influence. So for those of you who have come to our networking luncheons, I do, you know, 5, sometimes 7 to 10 minute kind of overview, but we're really going to be digging in and having an opportunity to just really learn about the 6 steps and also understand the, you know, the power that it provides in becoming a person of influence. So love to have anybody come. We're going to be, a number of us are going to be going up the night before, but I understand there's some people that are going to be caravanning that morning. So let me know if that's of interest to you, and I'll put you in touch with them. So we'd love to have you come in, you know, just help support the launch of that chapter in Vancouver, Washington, and, you know, kind of let people understand what the ECN way is. So, love the support if you can join us. And if you can't, just your happy thoughts and prayers would be much appreciated. And, again, love to have you join us at our October 8th event. It's going to be, I know it's going to sell out quickly with Jen Mueller. So if you haven't already purchased your tickets, please do so. You can go to exceptionalconnectionsnetworking.com and go to the events tab and click on networking luncheon. And then if you click on that that registration tab, it will lead you to the Eventbrite. Or today I sent out a MailChimp invitation, and you can register and save your seat that way. Our early bird discount ends at the end of the month, and love to have you join us. So I will close by just reminding everyone to remember to make every connection an exceptional connection. Thanks again, Marcel, for offering such great information and just sharing yourself so generously with me and our Exceptional Connections community. So thanks so much. And everybody want to chime in and say hello and goodbye? I'm just going to unmute. Give me 1 second.
Thank you all for showing up today to listen. I'm so grateful for each and every one of you.
Well, thank you. Thanks for joining us. Bye, everyone.
Okay, take care.